live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express, featuring Nate Saunders with the news, Diana Gibson traffic, and many others too numerous to mention. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
Well, welcome to the 12th day of May. It is the Morning News Express. Good morning. My name is Bob Miller. His name is Ryan Hedrick. He's already been hitting you up for about an hour, telling you what's going on in the world today. And good morning, sir. How are you?
You couldn't get here fast enough. I was suffering through 1 hour of intolerable radio brought on by a slew of allergies I'm battling this morning. But I'm here, man. I'm battling the elements. I'm grateful for it.
Should I send you a box of Claritin or something, or what?
Well, no, I can't. They just can't get my medication right. They've given me two allergy medications, but according to the doctor, the pollen count is just stronger than anything they can prescribe.
Get some honey.
Some local honey. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that will work. They actually have. I got some from this lady, and it's actually a I forget what she called it. She goes, "This is the one you want for allergies."
Yeah. So like, if you sent me some Florida honey, it wouldn't do the job.
Local honey.
Local honey.
Yeah, because the bees are the ones who make the honey, of course, and they're the ones who are spreading the pollen, and there you go.
Yeah,
it all works. So.
Yeah.
All right, the big news of the day, and I don't know if you've seen it, I don't know if you've done it, is that new Facebook app that they have that changes your profile picture, kind of like an artsy-looking avatar.
Yeah, that thing is so weird. I've seen people posting their avatars all over.
Well, it comes now with a warning. Doesn't mean you can't use it, but the warnings have been issued that the app came out of Russia.
Oh, wow.
To a company called LineLock Investments. Their offices are based in an apartment complex with a view of the Moscow River, according
Russia,
to the Daily Mail.
Russia.
Right. Yeah. The next door to the Russian Ministry of Defense.
Mm.
So guess what they've done?
What?
They've changed their address to Florida. But still, and not only does the app ask for a high-resolution picture of your face, but the amount of data requests access to during the sign-up process is questionable.
Yeah.
According to experts in the field, still, it makes you look kind of cool. So many people will say, hey, my data's already out there, so what the heck, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard that yesterday was like this new app because I saw it sparsely popping up on the Facebook, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I saw the warnings that it may be a Russian thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Joe Biden will tell me not to do that.
Yeah, there's tons of information that people may or may not know that you have to give away in order to sign up for things like Facebook and Messenger. If you check the permissions on Messenger, for those of you on Messenger, if you check the permissions, you will be astounded about how much you actually have to give up. And we'll get into that later on. It is 6:15. Boy, I went to bed kind of late because I was watching to see if the Capitals were going to mount a comeback. And it didn't happen. And why did they have to mount a comeback after being up 3 goals? I'll tell you about it next. 6:15, here's sports.
9:30, WFMB, sports update.
Well, they had to mount a comeback because of this guy who was unstoppable last night.
Markov, top of the circle, in front, Verhaeghe, shot, he scores! Connor Verhaeghe has given the Panthers the lead! It's 4-3 on a perfect setup from Markov. Verhaeghe stays red hot!
Yeah, and they would win the game 5-3. We're talking about the Florida Panthers, of course, taking a 3-2 lead in the best-of-7 series. Verhaeghe set a Florida postseason record with 5 points, overcoming TJ Oshie's 2-goal effort. The Rangers have forced a game 6 in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs by rallying for a win against the Penguins 5-3. Listen to this. The jockey of Kentucky Derby upset winner Rich Strike is currently serving a 4-day suspension handed down by Ohio Racing for reckless racing. He should race in the Preakness. 6:16 at WFMD. Good morning.
Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning, Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick. Or as the paper says now, Ryan Hendrick and Bob Miller.
You have
second billing. I'm no longer top dog anymore.
The transformation has begun.
Yeah. According to what Ryan's demands in his contract are.
Hey, real quick, I got to give the FNP credit, not just for the picture and the top billing, but for staying on this Taco Daddy story. This story is hot, according to them.
I got a feeling that the, and I don't know who's writing it. I'm going to have to go back and look and see, but I have a feeling that it's a friend.
Angela Roberts.
Yeah, I have a feeling that
and
it might
I guarantee that she has some type of intimate connection to one of the Taco Daddy employees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, but, it's is it that big of a story of a labor? How many labor disputes are there?
Bob.
It might not be.
This has been an A1 story for the last 3 days.
Yeah.
The initial breaking of the story that they weren't paying their employees, and then a follow-up story yesterday to say there was a sign hanging in the dark storefront. Mm-hmm. And then today, the A1 story with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 employees hanging out on, it looks like Carroll Creek, right? Talking and bantering and probably trashing the Taco Daddy owner for not paying them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? If I'm not getting paid, I'm not going to work either.
Right. No, that's exactly right.
But you know something about that, right?
I do. I do. Yeah.
I know something about that.
Yeah, my last employer bounced several checks to me and did make it right eventually, but nevertheless, it is frustrating because I wasn't making a lot of money, not like I am now, but I wasn't making a lot of money then, and we were struggling, and I would go to the bank only to be turned away for insufficient funds in the payroll account.
Yeah, so I mean that's no bueno there. That's we don't like that. And the other thing, because I've done the same thing. I mean, I was fired from a job. I wasn't. I guess I shouldn't. I was laid off, let go, whatever you want to call it, because they ran out of money. It was like, look, we can't afford to pay you anymore, and so we're going to let you go, and we're going to let a bunch of other people go. You're the first of many to go, and it just happens. I don't know if this guy who owns Taco Daddy, if he's just, a horrible businessman or a horrible person, or is it just a big misunderstanding because he wasn't using QuickBooks?
Well, I have my own connections to Taco Daddy. One of my buddies is security detail on Saturday, and I'm going to ask him.
Hold on. They needed security detail?
They have a doorman to take the money. And I will tell you that.
Hold on a second. Okay, so now I got to back up here.
Okay.
Is Taco Daddy a bar or is it a restaurant?
So that,
and who has, you walk in and you pay money before you go in?
That's a great question. So on Friday and Saturdays, apparently at about 8 or 9 o'clock to take away from underage people, they charge like $3 or $4 to get in, and it transforms into a nightclub.
Okay, so
after
they have
9 o'clock.
Music and stuff.
Yeah, they have music.
Okay,
and according to my buddy, who again has taken the money for the last several months as the doorman, they take in like $1,100 or $1,200 a night with people wanting to get in. So that's in addition to the drinks they're serving and the food they're serving. And from the outside looking in, Bob, it just seems like straight mismanagement of funds.
Well, yeah, but then again, I've watched enough bar rescue.
You and this bar rescue, man.
You got to watch it, man, because
I do
watch
it.
Okay,
I love John Taffer.
You know when he comes in and he goes, I got a bartender here, and you take the bartender, and we've weighed every bottle,
and then
we've weighed it, and this is how much they're overpouring. They're overpouring! So
most people are stealing from their bars. I would tend to guess that the average bartender in downtown Frederick either slightly overpours or grossly overpours and steals money from their employer, because I don't know that everybody has partender, which is a bar alcohol liquor monitoring, stock inventory monitoring device that John Taffer uses on Bar Rescue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I do know that there are some bars, and I don't know how many of them, because I haven't been to a bar in a very long time.
A long time, right?
Very long time. I mean, I've sat at a bar, but I don't do drink and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but how many actually do measure the amount of alcohol is being poured out? Because that we're talking about, if you're talking about a bar, that is a bar slash restaurant's probably biggest revenue maker is the liquor.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to be able to do that. But it sounds like that this guy, and I really don't know, and I feel bad about that this is all getting played out, you know.
On the radio and the media.
On the radio and the newspaper and stuff like that. But, you know, if he's not done the right thing to have people who he's employed not pay him, that's just wrong.
Well, the headline in the FNP says about 10 former employees at Taco Daddy Cantina and Tequila Bar submitted complaints Wednesday afternoon to the Maryland Department of Labor. So now the state's involved in this. You know, this could mean big fines for this guy. I mean, this could be the end of his restaurant career, because if the Labor Department gets involved and determines that he didn't pay these people, then he's going to owe fines to the Labor Department. He's going to owe back pay to the employees, and it's going to get really expensive and really bad for this guy. And again, I'm sorry it has to play out in the media, but this is what they've determined news for three straight news cycles now.
Right. Now, and the one thing that we don't see, and maybe that they haven't, they've had some quotes and they've had some other things, but there's not a big A1 story with him on the front going, this is what's really happening.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to talk to the media. Right. Maybe that's how we advance the story. Maybe we score a one-on-one interview with this guy. But again, according to the article, there were bounce paychecks, not getting paid overtime, and compensated for all the hours they worked, among other reasons. I'd like to know what those other reasons are.
Absolutely. All right, it is the Morning News Express. 620. WFMD. It is the Morning News Express. Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick, Nate Saunders, Diana Gibson, Johnny Cotto, Kurt Kronke. Hey, it takes a whole lot to get you informed and entertained on the morning.
Yeah, it certainly does. You want to go back to David Trone, because he is all over our news again talking about this overdose death rate. Now, for those of you that don't know, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, released some very grim numbers yesterday, Bob, and they do indicate that the overdose death rate in the United States is up about 20% from last year to this year. In fact, between 2019 and 2020, it was up 50%. So it keeps going up. Any percentage point toward the upside is bad when it comes to overdose deaths. But 107 people last year died from drug overdoses.
No, 107,000.
I'm sorry, 107,000. Yeah. I thought I said that. I didn't.
Yeah, no, you just said you did 107.
Yeah, 107,000. 107,000
people. And that's the ones we know of?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's others that we probably don't know of. And it's just, look, and we just keep trying to shove drugs down people's throats. I mean, you know, we're just trying to, and look, I know that you, if you don't agree with this, I understand that, and I get it, and I'm okay with the fact that you don't agree with it, but the fact that we want to legalize marijuana is just ridiculous to me, because that is a gateway drug.
Oh,
it has been,
no,
and it always will be.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, gateway drug to me as well. I mean, it's just one of those things, but we've got people who are dealing with stuff now that are just, you and I don't think we would have ever dealt with. I mean, look, back in the 60s, there was acid and there was, you know, Quaaludes and all kinds of stuff out there that people took. And then you had cocaine, and then you had crack. And now you have fentanyl and, you know, and heroin. Heroin, I always say that I've never want to say that I hate anybody, but I hate a heroin dealer.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is, I've said this before, is watch the docuseries Drug. I think that's what it was called. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it was on Prime or HBO or Netflix or whatever. But when you've got a drug dealer who sits there and shows you kids and they're little kids playing basketball in the street, mm-hmm. and he goes, they're mine. He goes, one will either be a dealer and one will be a user.
Wow, that makes
they'll
you,
both be a user or they'll both be a dealer.
That makes me so mad.
Makes me mad. And then there was a guy that they showed his cousin died of heroin and he's on the streets dealing it. Look, I just don't get that. I don't get it.
I don't think that the drug laws in the United States of America are tough enough. I know here in Frederick County we have a good drug task force and they take people like this off the streets. But a lot of times... And I don't know what police agencies in Frederick County do. All I can do is speak about my experience reporting on this stuff. But a lot of times what police agencies will do is use these dealers and turn them into confidential informants to snitch on the people above them. But what happens is some of these drug dealers stay on the streets, break the law, and they're snitching for police, and they're able to sell drugs and stay out of jail all in the same breath. So, again, the problem is, I mean, there are so many problems with this, and the basic premise of what I'm trying to say is, look, recovery is a personal responsibility. It's a personal choice for an individual, deeply personal, and when you surrender to recovery, your life gets a lot easier, but on the path to that, there's so many obstacles, and one of the major obstacles are these substitution medications that people use. Suboxone to get off of heroin. The best way to get off of heroin is just to stop doing it altogether.
That's easier said than done.
It
you
is.
Know that.
It
you
is, know but I know people that have done that, and we have good treatment centers like Mountain Manor in Emmitsburg is a wonderful treatment center, but again... You know, there's no politician that can force you into treatment. You have to make the decision that you're just fed up, you're sick of living life on drugs, and it's a deeply personal decision that only an individual can make for themselves.
Yeah, I think that maybe, and I'm not the person to be able to, you know, I'm not an expert on this. And I got a good friend. He's running for office, David Brooks. He's been dealing with this with people in this country, this county for a long time and talks about addiction. And there's a fundamental reason why we have addiction problems. And we've got to get to that point. It's not just, hey, let's try it. We're going to get high because, you know, they all know, most people know that once you try heroin, if the, you know, you're hooked usually on the first shot. And you've got to figure that out, and we've got to figure out what the underlying reasons are. And look, people have been doing drugs for a very long time.
Yes.
And we've got to figure out why, and we've got to stop it at the stinking border. But you know what? We'd have a president who is a worthless president who won't protect the borders and won't protect the children of our country, whether they're born or unborn.
And whose son is, or maybe still, hooked on crack. And you would think that he would have some empathy for people suffering from addiction. But no, it's all about changing the demographic of this country and trying to influence the outcome of elections. And it's pathetic. And again, the government's not going to get you clean if you're using drugs. Seek help like somebody like David Brooks. It's worth it. It'll change your life. 648 at WFMD.